We know a lot about things going on in Oberlin, and including the Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra. Their spring concert is coming up on Sunday, March 31st. It kind of caps their 50th anniversary season, and we have with us Andrew Mockimer, the executive and artistic director of the Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, Craig, Bruce. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for joining us this morning. So this spring concert is going to feature a lot of U.S. composers. Is that kind of your guidelines for who you chose?
That's right. Yep. Celebrating music in the United States, everything from Copland to Gershwin to Sousa. It's going to be a lot of really fantastic music, and the students have enjoyed preparing it.
What's the challenge of those composers as opposed to classical composers for your orchestra to perform?
Oof, that's a good question. I don't know if you'd be able to separate the U.S. composers from classical composers. I think there's a lot of the same challenges. I think what makes United States music a little more challenging is there's a lot of wide intervals in the melodies, and they're usually trying to emulate a certain part of United States culture. Like, for instance, we're doing this Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue, just a really famous piano solo, and it's supposed to emulate life in New York City. So there's a lot of fast notes emulating traffic and just a lot of really fun things about it, where you can kind of close your eyes and imagine what it would be like to be in the big city. And that's going to be played by Elena Laskova, who is an Oberlin piano faculty member. And it's just been a great experience for the students to learn how to play with a soloist, and it's going to be a great tune for the concert.
Andrew, when you put together a concert like this, how far out do you have to start getting things arranged and in place and the selections?
Oh, yeah. It's a big job, as you can imagine. A lot of moving parts. I mean, we're already planning next season. We've been doing that for a while now. But we meet with the artistic staff, and we say, okay, here are the concerts that we're going to do. What kind of music would be interesting to play and challenging for the students? So we're always thinking about, 6 to 12 months in advance. What kind of things can we do? What kind of resources are at our fingertips that we can bring to the students?
Talking this morning with Andrew Mockimer, executive and artistic director for the Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra. Their concert's coming up on Sunday, March 31st. And it's kind of a 50th anniversary celebration, so you have other things going on around that too, right?
That's right. Yeah, this will cap our 50th anniversary concert season. Immediately following the concert, right down the street in the Root Room, which is in the Carnegie Building on the Oberlin campus, we're going to have kind of a birthday celebration for NOYO, where we'll have memorabilia from the past 50 years, pictures and programs and posters. We'll have some light refreshments. We're even going to sing Happy Birthday. Just a nice event immediately following the concert to just kind of celebrate the successful season and the past 50 years and kind of just take a first step into the next 50 years as an organization and kind of have the support of our families and our students and our supporters, and it should be a really nice event.
I see, too, that the organization is renaming the Composer in Residence program after Arlene and Larry Dunn. Tell us a little bit about them.
Absolutely. So, Composer in Residence program, we commission a Oberlin Conservatory composition student to write a brand new piece of music for our students. So, for that composer to get a work commission, it's probably their first work being commissioned to work with a youth orchestra and compose a piece is a great experience. Larry and Arlene Dunn, longtime supporters of NOYO, big-time supporters of contemporary music, really felt connected to that program and wanted to make sure that there was funding to ensure that it would be around for the next, 50, 100 years. And so they actually made a donation to endow that program. So the interest that comes from the principal of that endowment will actually pay for that program. So we're so grateful to them. They're such big supporters of what we do and believe in our mission. And it's just a really fantastic thing.
Must be a challenge to be a composer, to compose something like that. I tried to compose, and I wanted to go off topic just slightly, as before I went on air with you, I told you about today's Google Doodle,
where
it allows you to compose 4 bars of music, and then it's the first AI-powered doodle in which it'll look at your notes you put in and then add harmonies for that. How do you think these composers come up with, and I guess this is any kind of music composition, new ideas? There's a limited, the notes, and you think, haven't I heard this before? How do I put it in an order that will reflect me and be something unique?
Right. I'll tell you, I'm always impressed by what composers are able to do. Because you're right, there's only so many notes, but you know, they're fresh ideas and they're fresh take. And I think a lot of it comes from their personal experiences too, right? We all have our own personal experiences in life, and that's what they bring to their writing. And it's just really inspiring to hear what these composers come up with. And then for the students to get an opportunity to bring new music into the world is an exciting thing for them. New harmonies, new notes, maybe even some new techniques that they're not used to doing, like flutter tonguing or multiphonics, or you know, these new ideas that they get exposed to as well. So there's just a lot of great things.
When does a new technique become a new technique and just the wrong way of doing something? I mean, there's until it sort of gets a stamp of approval, you're going to be told not to do that.
Yeah, I'll tell you, the word is intention. Okay. That's the difference, right? If you intend to do it, then it's the right way. If it happens on its own, then maybe it's a mistake.
That's like my cat that I used to have. I meant to do that.
Right.
They would act that way. But it's a concert you have coming up Sunday, March 31st, 3:30 in Finney Chapel.
That's right.
Capping the 50th anniversary season. If people want to find out more about the music and getting the tickets for this, where do they go do that?
They can go on our website, www.noyo.org.
Andrew Mockimer, Executive Artistic Director for the Northern Ohio Youth Orchestra. Appreciate your time this morning, Andrew. Thanks for talking.
All right. Thanks so much for having me on.